Nottingham Castle. Will's hammering at the door.
Come on.
Robin and the others look on.
How much longer?
I'm almost through.
Movement in the corridors.
Someone's coming. Guards.
It's Jack.
The castle's waking up.
Time to go. Now.
We have to get the pact from the strong room. England's future depends on it.
Robin! No time! Will!
And quietly.
Little John knocks down the strong room door.
There you go.
It's empty.
Where's the pact?
Where's everything?
I don't know, but what I do know is it's a good job nobody's heard us. Last time there were dogs!
Dogs come bounding towards them.
Run!
Deep in the heart of England lives a legend. Robin Hood. Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffiths, Richard Armitage, and Keith Allen. Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd, Anjali Jain. Episode 7, Show Me the Money, written by Julian Jones. Sherwood Forest. Little John joins a thoughtful Robin by the campfire.
You're not eating?
No. John, we have to go back and get that pact. It's proof of treason. We show that to the king and the sheriff's history.
Robin, we've no idea where it's hidden.
A mechanical alarm device.
The alarm!
A young bearded man is knocked from his horse by a trap. He falls onto a waiting rope and is hoisted into the air. The gang reveals themselves.
Who said money doesn't grow on trees?
Their victim cuts himself down.
Hey! Oh! I've no more than 10 shillings.
Oh, here we go. Then why resist?
If you tell the truth, we'll only take a tenth.
Lie!
And we'll take it all.
It's the truth!
Then why not show us?
I need every penny for the woman I love.
You're going to buy a woman?
To marry her! Her father borrowed money from Canon Berkeley.
Yeah, we know Berkeley. Yeah, wherever Berkeley goes, the sheriff's not far behind.
Her father signed a bond of debt.
And now we can't pay?
Not easily, no. He's dead.
Oh, please. We're not going to believe this.
The bond is locked away in the castle. And Beatrice remains in service to the canon until her father's debts are paid. That's why I need every shilling.
How much is the debt?
£2,000.
10 shillings won't get you very far.
I pay what I can. I'll keep paying until Beatrice is free.
This gets better and better.
Robin grabs the man's satchel.
If your story is true, my friend.
It is true.
Of course it isn't true.
If your story is true.
If you really do have only 10 shillings, then we will pay off your debt.
What?
Hey,
whoa, what one's it is true?
It isn't!
Robin empties the satchel.
You see, I told you, 10 shillings.
Robin pushes a heavy rock aside.
What are you doing? It's all our money!
So, we're robbing from the rich to give to the...
rich?
Right.
It's to help him marry his sweetheart, Will. Think of it as a wedding present.
What? Can't we just give him a toasting fork like everyone else?
We'll be broke!
Go and fill the bottom of a chest with sand. We follow that money, we find the pact.
Look, trust me, I have a plan.
A rubbish chute at Nottingham Castle.
Robin's favourite, this one. It leads from outside straight into the castle.
You know, a simple iron grill in there would fix that.
Bars on there. Upgrade this young man to leather.
He's a hero.
That idea's almost as good as entering the strong room.
Marion.
What are you doing?
What? Not doing anything.
You're giving away all Robin's secrets. You advised the sheriff about the strong room.
Look, I'm fighting for my life there,
Marion. Yes, you are. Stop now, or I swear I will kill you.
Gisborne.
Something wrong?
No. Just meeting the locals.
In.
A clergyman.
John of York, my dear son. How wonderful to see you. How much you pay me this week?
The lot. My porters have the money to pay the bond. I'm here to claim my bride.
Oh, good. Well, the sheriff will be delighted. Have your men give it to the guards. You wait through there, and I'll give the sheriff the good news.
The guards carry the boxes away, one of them trailing behind.
I hope you know what you're doing, Robin.
Trust me, John.
As the guards carry the boxes of money through the castle, Robin and his men, disguised in long coats and hats, cautiously follow the trail of sand. Canon Berkeley to the sheriff.
My lord.
What?
We have a problem. Please.
I'm not being funny, but it doesn't look like a problem.
It's the repayment of a loan.
So what's the problem?
It's the bond on the girl, Beatrice. York is waiting outside.
York? It's too late. We've agreed to sell her to Durham. Anyway, you told me he had nothing.
Where did he get this money from?
My lord, I couldn't say, but it's all there. The interest, everything. What do I tell him?
Use your initiative. Hmm? Tell him it was an act of God.
As York waits by a grilled door, a pretty young woman appears.
John.
Beatrice.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to save you. I've paid off the bond. We're to be together. Come round.
Berkeley and several guards.
Take her.
What are they doing? What's going on? You leave her alone!
John!
What are you doing to Beatrice?
The money. It's not all there.
It is there. Every penny, all the capital, all the interest.
Not the early redemption charges.
The early? What?
It's another 500.
500? I'll marry her without the bond.
Do you not understand how debt works? While I have the bond, she is church property.
Alan standing by a chest of coins.
I know where he got this from. These boxes belong to Robin.
How do you know?
Well, because I know.
Why would Robin Hood give money to a knight?
Well, he wouldn't, unless he thought he could get it back.
Well, let's disappoint him, shall we? We're going to put it in your little birdcage.
It's time for the unveiling.
My lord, this cage, is it wise?
It was your man's idea. It's genius.
All that money where everyone can see it.
Where everyone can see if Robin Hood's going to steal it. That is the point.
As the guards carrying the money continue down a corridor, Robin and the rest of the outlaws hang back. They peer round a corner.
Where are they going? They should have gone left, they've gone right. Right leads back outside.
Robin!
They rush out after the soldiers.
This is not good.
It's meant to be leading us to the pact.
Back where we started.
Shh. What's that?
An object concealed by cloth hangs from a rope.
People! My dear people. We are gathered here today to witness the unveiling of my marvellous birdcage.
What are you doing?
We're trying to find the pact.
Nottingham's Exchequer. Our community chest. There for all to see, demonstrating once again my commitment to open government. And this latest addition to
to our fund, I have been reliably informed, has come from the coffers of Robin Hood himself.
Here goes our money.
Archers all around. Clever.
If you happen to see Robin Hood, and he asks you, have you seen my money? You can say to him, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
It was Alan's idea. He's informed the sheriff of all the ways in and out of the castle.
What a good scheme, I think.
They're sealing off the exits. You have to get out now.
And what if Alan tells them about you?
He won't. I've silenced him.
Stop! That's my money!
What's that man doing?
I want my bride!
Is he mad?
Yes. He's in love.
I've settled that debt and you've got your money. You're the thieves. You and the cannon. Not Robin Hood.
That! Hang him.
What?
Guards rush to arrest York.
Come on, John.
York leaps into the cloth material from the cage, now stretched taut by Robin and his men.
Now!
They catch him.
Come on!
John!
Fleeing from the castle, Robin and the others hide behind a curtain in the market. The soldiers rush by.
We've lost all our money.
And we don't have the pact.
What were you playing at in there? You could have got us killed.
What happened? Did you tell him it was our money?
No, of course not. The canon told me it wasn't enough. He says I have to pay early redemption charges.
You know what? We need to have a little chat with this canon.
I hear he takes confession from the tavern girls every lunchtime.
Gisborne.
They got away.
Surprise. Huh? Not. Hood always gets away, and I'm getting rather tired of it! This time, we go to him.
Look, like I said to Giz, I can't tell you where Robin lives.
Whose side are you on, Alan?
Oh, even if I did tell you, you might have moved on.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? I want him dead.
Yeah, but if he hasn't moved on, he'll set all sorts of traps up. Just be too dangerous.
Yeah. Well, don't you worry about that, eh, dear boy? We'll send you in first.
Marion has been eavesdropping. Later, in the dungeon, the jailer is descending some steps. Marion approaches Edward's cell.
Father, Robin is in trouble. Alan is leading Gisborne to the camp. I need to find a way to get out of the castle and warn him, but the sheriff has blocked every exit. I don't know what to do.
Marion, do you want to end up in a cell like me?
No. But I must warn Robin.
Is he worthy of all these risks you take for him?
Yes.
He can't change anything.
Yes, he can. He is going to get the traitor's pact and show it to the king. The sheriff's days are numbered.
And does Robin know where it is? This pact?
No. But he'll find it.
The pair of you. You're dreamers.
Dreamers? Because we are not weak like you.
How dare you?
You caused all this. You allowed the sheriff to walk in and take your job, and you stood there and did nothing.
That is not true.
And you condemned Rob. You should be helping us. I don't have time for this.
Marion.
I'm ashamed of you sometimes.
She breaks free from his hand, which is clasped on the back of her head, and is left holding her hairpin dagger.
Marion.
Marion's gone, and the jailer walks past, glaring at Edward with a cold smile on his lips. now a candle-lit tavern.
Are they so men?
Robin and York enter and are soon confronting Berkeley as he flicks a coin at a young woman.
What do you want?
I'm here to take confession.
Ah, very good.
Yours.
I've paid off Beatrice's bond. Where is it?
Well, I don't have it.
Is it in the birdcage?
It's not, is it? It's too exposed up there for papers.
Well, how would I know?
No, you don't understand. You see, it's not just my friend here who needs to know the sheriff keeps his documents.
Well, as God is my friend, I swear I don't know where they are.
And I swear to you that if you don't tell us, God won't be your friend. He'll be your next-door neighbour.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! If you promise not to hurt me, I will tell you the truth.
I promise.
Listen, I have no idea where the sheriff keeps his papers, but it doesn't matter. Somebody else has already repaid the bond.
What? Who?
The Earl of Durham. He will marry Beatrice on Saturday. The sheriff's made a deal.
Beatrice would never marry another man. She loves me.
But that's why we haven't told her.
That is immoral!
Grow up! Money has a way of making things moral. And Durham is paying more than you could ever dream of. After all, she's a very pretty girl. You made a promise before God not to hurt me.
He did.
Robin punches Berkeley, knocking him down some stairs.
I didn't.
Thank you.
Gizmo's men, get in the back!
Regina Woodstamp, come on! Get up there, get up!
Guy, I need a favor.
No.
I must get to a physician. My father is getting worse.
Marion! You know the rules governing your house arrest.
But I would be with you, and then I would come straight back. Please.
He's a girl for the head of us!
Sherwood Forest.
Get yourselves together. We've worked with him.
Why? What happened?
Sheriff is selling Beatrice to the Earl of Durham. We have to get her out.
How? Alan's blocked all our ways in.
Oh. Don't worry. We'll think of something. Come on.
March hands a sword to York.
I'm truly beholden to you all.
It's what we do.
You have no idea what she means to me.
Let me guess. You can't sleep for thinking of her. You can't turn a corner without hoping she'll be there.
You have those feelings?
I'm just guessing.
In Nottingham, as they walk behind a wagon together, Marion turns to Gisborne.
Thank you. Once again, I am in your debt.
Marion, I'm not comfortable with the way the sheriff has treated your father or you. Do you need me to wait while you go in to the physicians?
No. Don't let me keep you.
Go straight back.
He mounts his horse and Marion watches him ride away. She then looks across the street where she sees an unattended horse. Gisborne, Alan and the wagon are following a path in Sherwood Forest. Some distance behind them, Marion is riding a horse at full pelt. As Marion catches up with them, the men ahead of her peel off at a fork in the road, and she gallops in the other direction. The outlaw's mechanical alarm is set off.
Come on.
Go in!
Yes, my lord?
Get me down! You're in danger.
But you look so good up there.
You will pay Robin of Locksley.
Honestly, you look gorgeous from any angle.
Ooh. How do I look from that angle? Listen to me, I was wrong. Alan is out of control. He's leading Gisborne and his men here, now.
Alan?
Marion walks with Robin.
You should stay here with us.
I cannot live in the forest.
Why not?
Well, because green doesn't suit me.
It's your father, isn't it?
I cannot turn my back on him. And I cannot be found here.
What I said before.
What?
You know.
I said you were gorgeous. I meant it.
York brings Marion's horse.
And I meant what I said. One day you will pay, Robin of Loxley.
Mounting her horse, she smiles at him, then rides away.
Just guessing. Liar.
Let's close up the camp.
Let's meet Gisborne and Alan on the low road. Give Alan the welcome he deserves. This is war.
Gisborne and Alan lead the wagon on through the forest. Robin and the others run through the trees to take up concealed positions along the wagon's route. Jack and York both move from one tree to another.
Well, as the sheriff said, you take the lead.
Well, we're not there yet.
All right.
Guards, wait there.
Alan rides ahead, while Gisborne follows a short distance behind him. Little John, Jack, and Mutch close in on the waiting wagon. A series of arrows fly through the air. Alan and Gisborne ride on, oblivious to what's taking place behind them. Robin watches as the wagon begins to move.
I told you to hang back!
Gisborne sees that the driver and everyone on board is dead.
Hood! I thought you said we weren't near.
We're not!
He knew we were coming.
Robin fires at Alan, but his arrow hits a tree.
It's Robin!
Alan rides off, but Gisborne's been thrown from his horse. He draws his sword and stands ready to fight. As the outlaws close in, Alan reappears.
Guy! Guy! Get on!
They gallop off together.
They got away. Gisborne knows someone warned us. He'll squeeze Alan to find out who it was.
Alan would not betray Marion.
Yes, he would. Alan is not betraying anyone. We're going to see to that.
Driven by Robin, who's disguised as a soldier, the wagon approaches the portcullis at Nottingham Castle.
Open up! Injured men here!
Gisborne said you were all dead!
Do we look dead? Open up!
The guard nods, and the portcullis is raised. Inside the castle, Robin removes his disguise and addresses the rest of the outlaws, who all wear soldiers' uniforms.
Go to the tower, find the girl, get her out.
And you?
I'm gonna find Alan.
Robin. Don't.
Jack. I know you liked him, but he has to be stopped. For all our sakes. Good luck.
Ready?
Alan's walking down a castle corridor when a whistle makes him stop. A figure steps out from the shadows.
Robin.
Expecting to find your new friend Gisborne, Alan?
Listen, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. I had no choice. I would never take him to the camp. I wouldn't. I love you, Robin, all of you.
That's very touching. But as they say, of hers.
Robin punches him and both men draw their swords. Alan takes a tumble.
Don't do it, Robin!
Robin attacks again. Alan fends him off, then counterattacks. Robin blocks his blade before delivering a blow to the stomach, knocking Alan to the ground once more.
Let's just talk about this.
Yeah. Let's talk.
And you can start by telling me where the sheriff keeps his documents!
I don't know! Look, I just told him to empty his strong room, that's it.
You must know where he's moved the pact.
I swear I don't. Maybe his room, there's a safe in there. Trust me, Robin.
Trust you? No, I don't think so.
Robin swings his sword.
Told you, I'd never betray you.
You already have. I'm next to betray Mary.
I'm not a Judas.
And I'm no Jesus.
Gisborne catches up with Marion.
Marion?
What happened to you?
An incident in the woods. It was nothing.
Robin and Alan continue their fight. Disarmed, Robin kicks and punches his opponent.
How was Sir Edward?
I was just on my way to see him, actually. I'll tell him you asked after him. That's kind.
Marion.
She sees Robin and Alan.
There is another side to me.
Guy. My father. I should like to visit him alone.
Of course.
Robin smashes a beam of wood down on Alan, decking him with a second blow. Punching him, he places a dagger to his throat.
Now. Please. I don't want to die.
But that's the only way you're going to escape me.
Robin, spare him!
I can't.
Please, do it for me.
Marine, I'm doing this for you. To protect you.
Robin. Robin, please. If you love me, you will let him go.
I do love you. And that's why I can't let him live. Because one day he'll do something to take you away from me.
I wouldn't.
Taint us with his blood.
Robin releases Alan, allowing him to crawl away. As he angrily hurls the dagger past his ear.
You owe me your life. Don't you ever betray me.
I won't.
Alan goes, and Marion sits back to face Robin.
You a long time to tell me that.
Tell you what?
You know.
I must have been half concussed.
Well, you'll be fully concussed if you don't watch out.
I think I know where the pact is.
The band of disguised outlaws, led by Much, approach one of the castle guards.
Yes? We're here to escort the prisoner to the Earl of Durham.
Beatrice.
Come along, my dear. Your future husband's waiting.
York reveals his face to her. Marion arrives outside Edward's cell with a plate of food.
Father? Father, I've brought you some food.
Lying with his back to her, Edward doesn't move.
I'm sorry about what I said.
Someone climbs the steps behind her. Seeing no movement inside the cell, Marion goes. She doesn't see that the person lying on Edward's bed is not Edward at all, but the lifeless jailer, the dagger hairpin lying on the floor next to him. Edward opens the door to the sheriff's bedchamber, to the sight of three human skulls resting next to a candle. More candles illuminate the room, where the sheriff lies sleeping on a large bed at the far end. Edward sees a set of keys grasped in the sheriff's hand. He gently pushes open the door and, moving cautiously, steps across the room. He passes an impressive chess set on a table as he moves towards the sleeping sheriff. Arriving at the foot of the bed, Edward looks down at the sheriff, then slowly begins walking his hands up the bed covers towards the keys. His fingers touch them, but as he tries to pull them away, the sheriff twitches and Edward pauses for a moment, anxious not to wake him. He tries again, this time succeeding. Edward moves to a section of wall by the end of the bed, and removing a picture that hangs there, slides out a square block of masonry, revealing a safe beyond. The sheriff has stirred a little, and as his fingers feel around spider-like for the keys, Edward opens the safe door. Robin appears at the door of the room and enters, startling Edward. Smiling with relief when he sees Edward continues his search of the safe.
I knew it would be here.
Taking the pact, Edward covers up the safe again, just as the goblet the sheriff's holding in his other hand falls to the floor, waking him. Edward and Robin both hide. He finds the keys where Edward's thrown them, back onto the bed. While Robin remains motionless in the rafters, the sheriff spotted Edward's boots beneath the curtain and gestures to the guards with a finger over his mouth. A guard passes him a sword.
So, what do we have here, huh? My old friend. Bloody two shoes.
You looking for me, Sheriff?
That!
Robin's chased from the room by the sheriff and his men. He gives them the slip before returning to the room.
Edward!
Robin!
You escaped the dungeons.
I heard England needed saving. I have the pact.
Come on, come on! This way.
What's in the castle?
Much. Well met, my friends. A new member of the gang.
Sir.
Robin covers his head with his hood, and the gang march out onto the forecourt, pretending Beatrice and Edward are their prisoners.
Yes! Portcullis is open.
All soldiers assemble! The main gate! We're going into emergency lockdown!
Master, what do we do?
Keep going.
Much addresses the soldiers blocking their way.
Lads, let us through.
Nobody leaves. We're going into lockdown.
We're escorting the prisoner to the Earl of Durham.
The guard looks at Beatrice for a moment before nodding. The soldiers step aside.
Thank you.
Stop him! Stop him! That's Hood!
Nice try.
Sorry to rain on your parade, Hood!
That's all right. Every cloud.
Robin fires three arrows at the birdcage hanging above the sheriff, piercing the money bag and raining coins down on him.
That's a silver lining.
Hey, hey, hey!
The soldiers scramble for the cash.
Anywhere I can see the general line! Split up! You know where to meet! And ditch those uniforms! Up!
An arrow from Robin brings the portcullis down.
He's getting away!
Walking down a street, Berkeley sees Robin and the others making good their escape. They stop for breath amidst some sheets of linen hanging up to dry.
Is everyone all right? Good.
And where do you think you're going,
Berkeley?
That girl stays here. She belongs to the Earl of Durham.
No,
She belongs with me.
Hand her over or say goodbye to your friend.
Don't listen to him.
Robin, go!
Mistake, old man. I will kill you!
Leave it, Berkeley! You're a man of God. You cannot kill.
And you, Hood, are a man of war who cannot kill.
Try me.
As Berkeley falls dead, an arrow in his heart, Edward turns, Berkeley's dagger in his chest.
Edward!
No! Get him down!
Jack!
Oh. Don't remove the knife. I prepared my instruments.
John, get John and Beatrice to safety. Now!
This way. Go!
Robin, leave me.
I will not, sir.
I will slow you down.
Go, go.
The others go, and Robin stares down at Edward.
I've never quite understood my daughter's feelings for you.
Well, I probably don't deserve them.
No. I think maybe you do.
The Pact.
You better take this.
Pact.
You will not give up your life for mine.
For England. Robin, listen to me. For Marion to lose both of us would kill her.
Edward, that is not going to happen.
Give her a message from me. Tell her. Tell her. It's good to dream.
I will.
Robin clasps Edward's hand. In moments, Edward has died, and Robin looks away, tearfully. Taking the pact and his bow, he slips away just before soldiers arrive nearby.
Who's that?
Gisborne stalks his way past the linen sheets, his sword drawn. He comes across Edward's body.
Edward.
Guards!
Guards rush over, and Gisborne raises a hand to his mouth as he thinks. Presently, Marion's running to her father's side.
Father? Father, wake up! Wake up! Please! Father! What happened? What happened? Tell me what happened!
There were no witnesses! Marion, the sheriff thinks that he was helping Hood.
She pushes him away and holds her father's head, inconsolable.
Sorry.
Marion.
I'm so sorry.
Marion.
Just leave me alone.
As she kisses Edward's face, Gisborne leans down towards her.
Don't you touch me! Don't touch me!
She runs off.
Stop. Wait.
Listen to me. This place may not be safe for you now.
Why?
This is yours, I believe. Your father's jailer was killed with it.
I don't care!
The sheriff will care. And when he finds out that it was your dagger that killed his jailer, he will hang you. Let me look after you. Protect you. I've always cared about you, Marion. Stronger than ever.
holding her close, he tries to kiss her.
No!
Forgive me. It was inappropriate. But in time.
Marion goes into her bedchamber and closes the door behind her. Robin is waiting there for her.
I was with him when he died. I'm sorry.
She steps forward, but then kneels down, sobbing. Robin goes to her, and they embrace tightly.
It's my fault. I told him he was weak.
He died a hero's death. He got a pact for England.
He died believing he had a willful daughter.
No. He asked me to give you a message. It's good to dream.
Robin gently kisses her hand and hugs her.
Come with me to the forest. I was waiting. Come on.
Robin ties an arrow to a knotted sheet. He picks up his bow and fires it at the window. The arrow bursts through, carrying a trail of knotted sheets in its wake. Once they've climbed down the improvised rope, Marion mounts a horse, sitting behind Robin with her arms around him. They look at each other, then ride off through Nottingham town. Later, in Sherwood Forest, the outlaws are gathered as Robin performs the ceremony.
Do you, John of York, promise to protect and honour this woman as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Then I, as the rightful Lord of Locksley in the County of Nottingham, now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
York does so. Then, as Beatrice hugs little John and the others, Robin walks over to Marion and holds her close. Soon, York and Beatrice are both sitting on a white horse.
Thank you.
Toasting fork.
Thank you.
They ride off beneath a cloud of confetti.
Good luck!
You did disarm the trap, didn't you, Will?
Next time...
You know what you're going to do?
Retrieve the Great Pact of Nottingham and kill Robin Hood.
Gisborne wants me to find you.
Why would you help me?
Look, I'm not all bad.
I don't need to be mollycoddled.
Good. Because you're not going to get it here.
She's not coming back, Guy. Move on.
What's happening here?
Robin Hood is dead.
Robin Hood returns next Saturday at the slightly later time of 7:15. He's Britain's funniest Iranian comedian. The Omid Jalili Show is new tonight at 9:30. Nick Knowles puts contestants under extreme pressure next on the new National Lottery Quiz. Who Dares Wins on BBC One.